You're listening to the Collective Brain Network.
Welcome, friends. Bring up your donkeys. You're listening to the 2019 Collective Brain Christmas special. Tonight's going to be about friends and family, music,
bummers.
Oh my God, I'm out.
Good times and memories.
Forget it.
And dressed as Santa. We've got Ken. Come on in, Ken. Sit down next to this warm, crackly fire.
Hey, Ding.
It still works. Ding. Okay.
Merry Christmas. Hey, Ding. Ding. That's a good night for a fire tonight. Boy, it's nasty out there.
Yes. Everything tonight is about what's in this room. It doesn't matter what's going on out in the world. It's all about Christmas,
right?
I mean holidays. Okay.
And it took me forever to get here. There's like an 8 reindeer pileup over on down in New Athens.
Yeah, those woods.
Probably got a Sasquatch statue out there.
Yeah, but I'm glad you made it here safe.
I'm here to park.
And we were all supposed to bring one side dish. What did you bring for the potluck tonight?
I brought some pretzels and cheese from the Pretzel Boys.
Okay, just put them over by the blueberry Pop-Tarts.
Actually, they're nubs. Call them nubs.
All right. Christmas nubs. All right. I see Brad's waiting at the door. Let's wave him on in. Come on in, Brad.
You tied. Hey.
And what are you dressed as?
I am the elf on the shelf.
Oh, that's what
yes.
I thought.
Sweet.
Well, I've got a...
I might move around tonight. I don't know.
He's sneaky. He's sneaky. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to find you and see where you are. There's a lambskin rug sitting on the floor.
I brought spinach casserole.
Okay, put it over by the nubs. And have a seat. What do you like the smell of the fire?
It's great. You want those? Is that one of those KFC lozenges?
Yes.
That makes it smell like KFC.
They sold out last year, so I went ahead and pre-ordered, and I got the first log this year.
Good thinking on your part, man. It's good to see you.
All right. Yeah, it's been what a month or more. I don't even know when we stopped.
A couple of years.
Yeah. All right. Okay, have a seat. And I see our final guest is here, our slash host. Come on in, Jimmy. Come on.
Hey. Oh, man. Hey, thanks.
What are you wearing?
Your neighborhood's awful.
The street department leaves a lot to be desired over there.
What are you wearing? I haven't seen that before.
Well, I'm not wearing nothing, and yeah, you have seen it before.
Okay. What did you bring for the potluck?
He's wearing his Christmas loin.
Let me pull it out of my pocket here just for you. It's a red lipstick.
All right, we'll put it over by the cheese curds. And
can I put lipstick on my nubs?
I think that's why you brought it.
You got it.
Man, we've got a very special show lined up for you tonight. It's hard to do, you know, when you do a Christmas show every year, a Christmas special. You want to try to do things different. You don't want to do the same things, you know, talk about your favorite ornament that you got or, you know, whatever. So we've got all kinds of stuff lined up for today, a lot of new stuff. Behind us, we have Victor Lumber and the Timberland Orchestra. I'd like to thank Victor. He's the one that opened the show tonight. In fact... Victor, could you throw us a little tune? All right, Now we're going to lighten the mood with a visit from the Christmas Hare-Lip.
What did Adam say on the day before Christmas? It's Christmas, Eve!
All right. Now, we've done this in the past. We've done Mad Libs. Now, I know you don't like them all that much, Ken, but we're going to start with a Christmas Mad Lib. And throughout the show, I'm going to ask for just random words. So, Ken, can you give me an animal?
How about a Christmas donkey?
Christmas donkey. That's perfect. And Brad, an adjective.
Tremendous.
Tremendous. All right. And?
Yeah?
Jimmy, a relative of yours.
Paulina.
Okay. All right. And that's going to do it for that for now. Now, before we move on, we've got trivia coming up. We have a gift exchange. We have a special Christmas story. And we're going to wrap up the show with taking some phone calls. We've asked just whoever wants to call in to call in. We're going to take them. And we don't even know who it is. We're just going to take the calls, and we'll see how that goes. So before we continue on, let's go ahead and bring out the Christmas Hare-Lip for one more joke.
Why does everyone like snowmen? Because they're so cool.
All right. As you guys came in from outside tonight, down in the lobby, did you guys see that big Christmas tree?
Yeah, it's impressive.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice.
Now Douglas sure. Fir. Yeah, there are.
Is that a Douglas pine?
I'm not sure. I didn't get it.
Actually, I think you're right, Brad. It was a Douglas fir.
Douglas fir. Okay.
Mm-hmm. F-I-R.
Okay.
F-I-R.
Now, I don't think any of you stopped to count the ornaments that were on there, but I will say there are between 1 and 100 ornaments. So, Ken, how many?
88.
Wow. 88. Dale Jarrett. All right. Brad, how many ornaments do you think are on the tree?
53.
Jimmy, how many do you think are on the tree?
20.
Okay. I'm going to send the little elf down to count the ornaments now, and he'll come back up later and let us know how many ornaments and who was the closest. So, all right. We're going to listen to this little number from Victor Lumber.
Is Victor related to Harold?
I don't know. I never made that connection.
I don't know.
All right, and then we'll have some trivia right after this.
Hey, guys, what do snowmen eat for breakfast? Frosted Flakes.
Okay, we're going to do a little trivia, Christmas trivia, repeating myself. We have some Christmas movie trivia, and we just have some general, you know, trivia questions about Christmas, blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. Instead of points this time, we are going to get cookies. So you will receive...
All right, yes.
One cookie for a correct answer. Let's make it three. Let's make it three cookies for a correct answer.
Okay.
And if you get it wrong, you lose one.
Okay.
One cookie. So, Jay, you're going to have to keep score.
Got it. Okay.
Of course. Okay. Let's see here. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, here we go. All right. All right. First question. Every elf has an ornament on the tip of their shoes. Which ornament are we talking about?
Brad. It is a bell.
Ho, 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 ho.
That is correct.
Wow.
He's for Brad.
All right.
That's what we heard earlier. Yeah. Bells.
Everyone is familiar with the mistletoe tradition. What is the color of the berries on the mistletoe plant? Brad.
White.
Ho, 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 ho.
White is correct.
Wow.
Wow. He's raking it in, folks. Okay, here's a little tougher question for you. After leaving Bethlehem, to which country did Joseph, Mary, and Jesus travel?
Jimmy!
Jimmy?
They went down to Cancun.
Bah, humbug.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Sorry. Yes, you are correct, but I can't. Does anybody else have a guess?
Okay, can you read it again?
We're all kind of guessing on that one.
I know. After leaving Bethlehem, to which country did Joseph, Mary, and Jesus travel?
I don't know.
Is
Jimmy, Herculaneum.
Herculaneum.
Bah, humbug.
The answer is Egypt.
Egypt.
Is it the the depressed section of Egypt?
Yes. Yeah,
nobody knows about that shit.
That's where the homeless people live, down underneath the bridge. Okay, next question. How many points does a snowflake traditionally have?
Jason.
5.
Bah, humbug.
That is incorrect.
Brad.
That's where Brad? I come from.
6.
Ho, 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 ho.
6 is correct.
Ha, 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 you're so dumb.
Okay. Red and green are the two colors most associated with Christmas. Which are the other two colors, according to Christmas holiday trivia, that are also extremely popular in the
Jimmy.
Season?
Jimmy. Blue and gold.
Bah.
Oh.
You get one of those.
Brad.
Brad.
Silver?
Oh,
silver and gold. We'll give you both a cookie for that.
All right.
I can hear the song.
Silver and gold. Okay, two of Santa's reindeers are named after a weather phenomenon. Name the reindeer.
Brad. Donner and Blitzen.
Ho, 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 ho.
Donner and Blitzen is correct. Bonus cookies for Brad if he knows what Donner means in German.
Donner is thunder.
And Blitzen
is lightning.
Ho, 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 ho.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing. Wow. Amazing.
Somebody here's an Aryan. I'm just saying.
That's amazing, Brad. Nice job.
I never knew that. Wow. See, I learned on this show.
What two phrases will you almost always find on a Christmas gift tag?
Jason? To and from.
Ho, 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 ho. Wow, correct. That was kind of a trick question.
Wow.
Right.
All right, let's do a little, let's go with a little movie trivia. How about that?
Nice. Okay, round two, music.
Christmas movie. Do we know what the score
what's
is?
Yeah, what's the score?
Okay, Jimmy is even with 0. I am back up in the negative I'm back up in the positive with 1 cookie, and Brad's in the lead with 14 cookies.
Damn. I'm going to have a case by the time it's over.
He's going to have to get a really big bowl of milk. Which department store has the item in the window that Ralphie from The Christmas Story wants?
Oh, gee whiz.
What's the name of the department store?
I don't know that detail.
It's an Indiana store only, right?
I don't know. I'll know it when I
don't know either.
Where'd they film that at?
That's another trivia question coming up.
On there. Oh, never mind.
I gotcha. The correct answer is Higbee's.
Higbee's.
Man, I haven't watched that yet.
I'm Higbee, damn it.
What TV station runs a Christmas Story for 48 hours straight? For
Brad.
Brad?
TBS?
Bah! Humbug!
That is incorrect.
Oh!
Jason.
Jason?
You're so dumb!
That's going to be TNT.
Ho, 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 ho!
TNT is correct.
Man.
Very nice. Very close, Brad, but not quite. Okay, and what state... In what state
Brad.
Does a Christmas take place? Brad, you said it.
Indiana.
Ho, 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 ho.
Indiana is correct.
All right.
All right. And talking about getting their things stuck to poles, who in the Christmas Story, which character, gets their tongue stuck to the ice pole? I don't think I would have got this one.
I'm going to take a guess.
Okay.
Is it Fleck or something? Fleck?
Oh.
I'll give you a cookie. It is Flick. So
Flick.
You're pretty close. I'll give you that one. Okay. We have any Elf fans?
Anyway.
The Elf?
I just watched it Sunday.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I'll give you a couple of these. I don't know any of these, so... Okay, in the 2003 film Elf, what name is given to the human child Santa accidentally carries to the North Pole?
Brad.
Brad?
Buddy.
Ho, 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 ho.
His name is Buddy. Buddy the Elf.
Okay.
And oh, man.
Three, a Christmas comedy Elf. What was the first rule of the Code of the Elves?
Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Don't...
Bah, humbug.
I'm sorry, it was don't. It was very close.
No.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, we need to talk about that.
Actually, the first rule was the Code of Elves is treat every day like Christmas.
That's right.
Oh my God, could you imagine? Ugh.
What kind of company does Walter start?
Brad.
Brad?
Independent book company.
Ho, 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 ho.
Publishing company. We'll give you that one. All right. Here we go. Who directed the 1946 Christmas classic?
Brad.
It's Brad?
Frank Capra.
Ho, 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 ho.
That is correct. Man. Okay, what is the name of George Bailey's guardian angel?
Brad.
Brad?
Clarence.
Oh.
Do you have a last name?
No.
Okay. We'll give you 1.5 cookies on that one.
Okay.
It was Clarence Oddbody. O-D-B-O-D-Y. Oddbody. Whatever.
Hmm.
Despite being set during Christmas, what was the weather like during the filming?
I'll try it. It was hot out. Ho, 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 ho.
It was. Jimmy, 3 cookies. It was filmed during a heat wave.
Interesting.
I did not know that either.
That was a softball one.
How about a little Christmas, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation trivia?
Yeah, now we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
What Lindsey Buckingham song is featured in every other Vacation installment except this one?
Jason.
Lindsey Buckingham.
Jason.
Holiday Road.
Ho, 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 ho.
Wow. Job. Let's see. As the Griswolds are putting up their Christmas tree, what Christmas classic can be seen in the background?
Jason.
Christmas Jason. Classic.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Ho, 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 ho.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's great. God, I swear to God, these are the only 2 Christmas movies on the planet.
Okay, in the 1989 comedy National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, what had Clark Griswold been planning to buy with the
Jason.
Christmas?
Brad.
Jay with first.
Oh, come on.
Swimming pool.
It was a swimming pool. Yes, that's correct.
Wow. What are the order of what order? What's the order of the Lampoon movies?
Vacation, European Vacation, Christmas Vacation, Vegas Vacation, And then the Vacation movie with that was a reboot, right?
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. I heard it wasn't that great, that good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll end that. We'll end it with that Christmas trivia.
I think I won.
I'm sure by victory dance that Brad is the winner of the Christmas trivia challenge.
What? I was better.
Congratulations, boys. Everybody got some cookies, though, so that's good.
Oh, yeah, you know, get the nookie.
I'm getting fat tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Get free milk. Get your free milk on the way out. And ho, ho, ho. The mistletoe. Eat your cookies
tonight.
On your way out.
Oops, did I just break it? Nope.
Okay, let's continue this. Ken, tell me a thing. Give me a thing for Mad Libs.
Oh, man.
Sleigh bells.
Sleigh bells. Good one.
Sleigh bells on my chin.
let's see. Brad, a word to describe a person.
Castrato.
And Jimmy, something Christmas related.
Pine cone.
What the fuck? That sounds so dejected.
That's perfect.
You sound so dejected.
Pine cone.
Oh, wait. What? Someone's running in here. Hey, what is Santa's dog's name? Santa Pons. All right, Victor, let's have some Christmas music.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
If you guys look under your rugs, I got each of you a gift this year.
No,
so, shouldn't have, man.
Ken, if you would open yours, I will.
Okay.
I will explain. I will describe what it is.
Under our prayer rug, you said.
Yes, the one you're sitting on.
That's pretty weird, dude. I didn't know I was coming over here to become a Muslim.
Okay. You have that open.
Almost. I almost can't hear it.
Oh, dude, how did you know?
All right.
It's my favorite.
I got Ken a wooden smartwatch stand. Yes, yep. I figured you could use one.
Man, I'll put that right on my nightstand, and when I go to bed, I'll put my smartwatch right on there, and I'll know where it's at.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, Brad, do you have yours open?
Hold on here. Holy cow, Jay.
Yep. It's a dozen personalized golf balls.
Sweet.
Yes.
I will cherish this.
Yes.
And they have your name on them.
Oh.
That's the best part.
They sent the wrong one. Oh, well, that's fine.
No, I love them.
Okay, great. Jimmy, do you have yours open?
What? Yeah. It's right here in my hand.
All right.
On the left.
That is a Family Fun embroidered grill apron.
Oh, no shit. You don't say.
It says kiss the cook. Look at that.
Enjoy.
It doesn't say cook.
Oh, it doesn't, does it? Wait, Jimmy took a Sharpie to it. Now it's a...
We're going to have Victor play another little song. When we come back, we're going to be treated to a story reading.
Oh.
So, Victor, take it away.
Wait! What type of dog do you get for the holidays? A poinsettia.
Seven years ago, we ran ran into a character in one of the stories written about our old friend Squatchy. I'm pleased to have him come in the studio and read a little Christmas story for you. He's an old friend of mine. His name's Willie Devilhead. How you doing, Willie?
Hello there. You know, it's me, your old friend, Willie Devilhead, and I'm coming to y'all. I got how's everybody doing the Collective Brain tonight?
Very fine.
You guys haven't heard from me in a while, but I'm still around. But I'm getting older, you getting older, we all getting older, you know what I mean?
There is that.
Anyway, I was going to tell you the story. Normally I ask for people, I say either, you tell me the stories or I tell you the story. But I got to tell you the story, okay? Is that all right with y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, this happened now a little bit long time ago, and, you know, we'll get back to it. So, some of you wondering who I is, all right? Well, I tell you, you know, I tell you where I come from and where I'm going to be. You guys remember my old friend Squatch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I know some of you shaking your heads out there. You know, who's Squatchy? Well, if you listen to early season, I don't know how long ago Will Jay was like, 7 season ago when we start our whole Squatchy stories or something like mm-hmm. some year.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I worked with Mr. Squatch at the old circus. And, you know, I worked with his M-Pop and his M-Bow and his Momo, his Hatchin and Gojo, his Mo-Fi, you see. And, you know, any of this making sense now? Anyway,
oh, yeah.
We'll tell this story, and it's a little Christmas story. If you guys gonna sit around, so this is about 60 years ago, and I was much young. I was a young buck back then. I just starting out at the Lumber Brothers and Baffling Geschwisters circuses, and this was the third town I was rolling into. You know, we was rolling into Pennsylvania on Christmas Eve, and we had just pulled in the train, and it was snowing mightily. You know, there's snow on the ground. It was a nice, beautiful white Christmas. So I was walking back we was on the train back at them days, and we was unloading that night, and everybody was tired. It was a long day journey, and I was walking back by the animal cars, and I saw a lion cage car that one of the lions was just being unresponsive. So he was the oldest of the lions, and we thought it passed on the train rides, but you know, we had our own lion tamer, and he was a friend of mine, but he wasn't my friend yet because I just started. But his old Fred Deposh. And he was a lion tamer. So he done walk into that lion car with that lion just laying there. And he was prepared. You know, sometimes lions, they play coy. And they just lay there. And then you walk up to them and they come and attack you. But this one here, this lion tamer smart. Fred, old Fred, he take that bull whip. And he brought in a stool. You know, kind of classic. You know, taking that bullwhip and stool on that dead line. And I tell you, that line was as still as it could be when Mr. Fred done walk in there. All of a sudden, big clap of thunder, snow, and lightning happened and hit that car. And it hit that car. And you know them cars is metal. So what happened is Mr. Fred dropped dead. And the lions done shook up, done jumped up as high as it could was lying. And it was dazed, but it got alert real fast. And it was almost like they done switched the bodies. Anyway, the door was open to the lion's cage, and that lion done bolted out of there. it started running. And, you know, we saw this lion take off. Somebody don't jump in there, check on Mr. Fred. But the rest of us done went out after that lion. And we took off down here. It was so fast. And, you know, it just shot. It was late at night. It just shot into the darkness. We sent out a couple search parties for the lion, and we found nothing. And, you know, we was all back. We what could we do? You know, we had Dead Fred back there. We had to unpack the rest of the circus because the next day we was going to have a big show. So courier come, and that courier done had a telegraph saying they found the lion. And it was dead. It was found in a phone booth with the white pages open. To the pages said Deposh, like it was to his white page, you know, like his family name. But the line that got the telephone line done stuck around his head and it done hanged itself on the telephone cable.
Oh, no.
And I tell you what, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, and that's the story of Jesus. Anyway, Merry Christmas, y'all. Y'all have a good one. This is me with Dillhead.
And have yourself a merry little Christmas. No.
All right. That was a great, touching story. Let's wrap up the Mad Libs. We're going to go one more round here. Ken, how about a noun?
Eggnog.
Perfect. Okay. Brad, a verb ending in ing.
Lightsabering.
Lightsabering, okay. Jimmy, a profession such as an actor or a banker. Okay.
Professional.
And Ken, a thing. This is the last word.
Somebody's got a sick echo.
This is the last time we play this because Brad's being so difficult.
Thing, an Xbox.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right.
That smells like Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to check back in later and see what the story is. But before we continue, let's see. We're going to be taking some phone calls here, but we're going to lighten the mood first with a visit from the Christmas Hare Lip.
What do you call people who are afraid of Santa Claus? Claustrophobic.
Okay, while Willie was reading the story, I was lining up a whole bank of phone calls. So we've got a lot on hold right now. We're just going to take one after another, see what people have to say this holiday season. Okay, we're going to go to the first call. Hello, you're on the podcast.
La, 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 la.
Merry Christmas! It's Pee Wee.
Oh, Pee Wee.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Let's call the clock to Brad and say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and hopefully Jimmy gets a hooker for Christmas. Merry Christmas, Jimmy.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Wow, personalized.
Yeah. So you guys be good. Hope Santa brings you lots of good stuff for Christmas and some cookies and some masking tape and, you know, just fun stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? All right, then. Merry Christmas.
All right. Bye, Pee-wee.
Wow.
All right. That was a good start. We've got another one here. Let's see who's on the line. Hello. You're on the podcast.
It's me. It's the car.
I was hoping you'd call in.
Man, I ain't talked to you since last year, Kaz.
It's the collection brain.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not having that good a year. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I'm doing the slammer.
No.
How are you guys?
Doing good. Yeah, better than that.
Just jello.
Well, you know, last time I was on the show, I had my own special.
Right, right. Yeah, that's great.
What happened?
It was amazing. We'll try not to repeat ourselves too much, you know.
Where is Rudy? Has anyone seen her?
I think I saw her at the CVS earlier.
Anyway, my time's running out on the phone. So I wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Bye, guys. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Okay. I was hoping he'd call in. By the way, if you haven't heard the 2018 Christmas special, go listen to that. That was from, it was hosted by Bill in the prison.
It was pretty killer.
All right. Let's take another call. Here we go. Hello. You're on the podcast.
Hey, this is Crazy Dave. I just wanted to call in and say, hey.
Hey, Crazy Dave. How you doing?
All right. My sister told me to call in because she couldn't be here.
What happened?
So, I mean, you know who my sister is, right? You remember?
Who's your sister?
It's my sister, Susan Stone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm her brother.
Oh, I hope she's doing okay after the accident.
Yeah. Just fine.
Get a new van and everything going.
Got it painted and everything's pretty.
That's good to hear. Good to hear.
As he says, she says.
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Send her our love.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Crazy Dave. All have right. a good All Christmas. Right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for phoning.
All right. Okay. And we'll take the next call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Dick Van Patten from the dead.
Whoa, Dick Van Patten.
Are you kidding me?
What, the guy
from 8 is Enough?
Yeah, what was that the show? I never watched it, but is that what you were on?
That's the show.
Oh, my God.
Hello for some family goodness, and hope you all have a good Christmas. It's happy
good
time.
To talk to you, Dick. Good to talk to you, Dick Van Patten.
Thanks. All right. I like the show. Gotta go. See you later.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling. Wow.
Wow,
has he ever called in before?
I thought he was dead.
I didn't even know he was a fan.
Okay. I didn't know he was alive.
All right.
It's a Christmas miracle.
He's calling from beyond.
Okay, let's see. We've got just a few more here. Hello, you're on the air.
Nick Cage here. You little retard. You're still doing this Christmas special. Jesus Christ. How many times have I had to call in and tell you guys, you suck?
Oh, man, it's so good to hear your voice.
Yes.
So I just got one question for you guys.
What's that?
How am I not in that Christmas movie?
Oh, my
right.
God.
I mean, come on.
That's what I was wondering, too.
What a bunch of crap. All right, Nick Cage here. I got to go. You guys suck. Merry Christmas.
All right. See ya. Man. All right. Yeah, we haven't heard from him in a little while, either.
No.
He's fell off the end of there.
Okay. Looks like we've got... three more lines lit up, so let's go ahead and take the next one. Hello, you're on the Collective Brain Podcast.
Ah, yes. Ah, this is Jeff Goldblum.
Oh,
well.
Wow.
Well.
Nice to talk to you.
I found this number, and, I decided to call in. And, well, I was a little afraid, but not apprehensive. So, I wanted to talk to you all about Christmas. But, how is everyone doing?
Doing good.
Excellent. Most excellent. Appreciate you taking the time to call.
Especially with your new show and everything. I'm sure you're busy with it.
Yeah.
On Disney Plus.
Well, have you been watching that? I think it's been really excellent, but I'm also in it. So, well, I have to go and film another episode. But it was nice to talk to you all. Well, Merry Christmas.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks. Merry Christmas to you.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. It sounded like he had Christopher Walken in a headlock.
Did you hear that? A little bit, yeah.
Okay. It did. I mean, now you say that, yeah.
So who knows what that guy's up to? Pretty crazy. Cool. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
And this one's flashing like crazy. I think they really want to get on here. Okay. Hello, you are on with the Collective Brain.
Hey. Hi.
And who is this?
Hey. This is Ishmael, Jimmy's sponsor.
Oh, Ishmael.
Jimmy,
should we call
Jimmy
you?
Contacted should we call me you? Earlier today.
Can we call you Ish?
You call me Ishy or Itchy.
Okay.
So my girlfriend calls me.
Oh, our boyfriend? Our girlfriend?
It don't matter.
Oh, okay.
At this point, everything's acceptable.
Right.
Well, it's great to hear from you, Itchy.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's I don't usually call, you know, but thought I might.
He doesn't talk about you too much, so it's good to hear from you.
Christmas is fun.
Yes, it is, isn't it? It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I've heard that.
All right.
Told.
Well,
especially when you drink.
Right.
All right.
That always helps. Christmas cheer.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Itchy.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you later. And
whatever.
And we've got one more. And you're on the Collective Brain podcast. Who are we speaking with? Wow. Oh, is this Ronald Reagan?
Oh, Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan. Another dead person.
Wow.
How's it going there? Wow. I understand.
That good, huh?
Yeah. Do you have any plans for this Christmas? Wow.
Oh, my God. It truly is him. I can't really believe it.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you wanted to say before you have to go?
I don't think he said anything and forgot it.
Wow. All right. Thanks
poor
for
guys,
calling in.
Poor guys still got that disease.
All right. Boy, I'm glad we took calls this year.
Me too.
I didn't think about that. Now, earlier in the show, we talked, you guys all guessed how many ornaments were down in the hall or in the lobby.
Yep.
That was this show?
it seemed like it was last Christmas.
Yeah, it was just this show. All right. Elf is back up here, and he says 65 ornaments.
Oh.
So let's take a look at the guesses. Where'd I put them here? Okay.
Uh-oh.
Ken guessed 88.
Yeah.
Brad guessed
I'm out.
53. And Jimmy guessed 20. So the real winner is Brad.
Yes.
And you win all 65 ornaments. I've got a Walmart bag you can put them in.
Oh, sweet.
As you're leaving, just load it up. All right. Let's
all
see.
All right.
Now, before we end the festivities, we're going to...
When we shove off this mortal coil.
We're going to lighten the mood a little bit with a visit from the Christmas hair lip. What nationality is Santa Claus? North Polish. Hey! I said no Polish jokes. Okay. Sorry. Let's see. What else? Oh, we've got a Mad Lib to read. Okay, let's see what the story is. Here we go.
Okay. This is for real.
Yeah, we're winding down the evening. Here, have a cup of eggnog. Have a cup. All right.
You're wearing my robe.
Here we go.
Yeah, don't get that comfortable.
Victor, a little background music, please. Thanks. All right, here we go. To the principal of lightsabering Xbox school. My daughter told me about some changes you made to this year's Christmas pageant that have me really angry. For starters, I can't believe you replaced the three wise men with Paulina, a Christmas donkey, and a castrato elf prostitute.
Finer words have never been spoken.
Okay. Furthermore, it doesn't make any sense to replace Rudolph's red nose with tremendous sleigh bells. If you don't fix these changes soon, I will pull my daughter from the pageant, and then you'll be missing your pine cone for the final scene. Sincerely, Thelma Eggnog. Thelma. All right. Do you guys have any closing words? Well, that's going to wrap up our Christmas special for 2019.
Wow.
When are you releasing this?
This will come out on Friday. This Friday.
Okay.
The 20th. Just in time for everyone to enjoy it next week. All week long. Of Christmas.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
All right.
I will have seen The Rise of Skywalker.
And you will be brokenhearted.
All right. So I think that's going to do it for this year. I'd like to thank Elf for counting the Christmas ornaments down in the lobby. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And I would like to thank Victor Lumber and the Timberland Orchestra for the beautiful music.
Sounds great tonight.
Yes.
We got to ask them if they're related.
Yeah. I'm still not sure. And all the people who called in, and the one who lightened our mood, the Christmas hair lip.
One kind of a bug hates Christmas. Humbug.
All right. Have some eggnog, hair lip. And I want to thank the three hosts, Ken, Brad, and Jimmy, for another year of the Collective Brain Podcast.
Wow.
Helping Jay keep his sanity for one more year.
Yep. We've completed this final year, and it's been painful.
I just had some words of wisdom from Brad.
Oh, this will be good.
Describing our podcast for 2019.
It's just a continuous barrage of fun and excitement.
And it was.
That's right.
It was.
You could hear it in his voice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, as we leave the studio and go back out into the snowy outdoors.
Whatever.
And watch for Santa's sleigh to go across the full moon. We will see you next year in all of our gloriousness. All right. We'll see you then.
Merry Christmas, y'all. What?
No.
Christmas is a lie.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
New Year
Christmas
to all.
Is a construct.
This has been a Metal XOR production.
Why does this feel like a corporate event? I feel like I'm sitting in a meeting.
Christmas nubs. Mmm.